perspective. We got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We got the know-how, we got control, we got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, tonight.
Hello and welcome to episode 215 of Geek Grills, the Geek Grills podcast supported primarily by our patrons. You can find us at patreon.com/grills. I'm Linda and I'm joined by my co-host Ray.
Hello.
September was having some technical difficulties, so she's going to get new headset and figure out why her computer is being mean to her, and she'll be back next week. So, yep. Our topic today is Six the Musical. I am very excited about this. It came out a little while ago, but I was introduced to it by randomly finding it. No, I didn't randomly find it. One of the YouTubers I was listening to did a review, and I was very intrigued. So we'll get to that. But I'm very excited. So what have you been up to, Ray?
So, I've just gotten back from After the End LARP up in good old Possum Trot, Tennessee. This was my first event running Tavern, so that was an experience. It was also our first event in 18 months because of COVID. We all had to be, you know, proof of vaccination, wear masks, try and distance as much as possible. So, you know, just general safety. And of course, you know, if anybody gets any symptoms later, we need to let staff know. That way they can do like contact tracing and let people know, hey. But so far, so good. Knock on wood. But it was fun. There were multiple retirements that went off because they were in process before COVID. Malagamora like officially said goodbye and have gone off to what was formerly known as Knoxville. It's now Inoxiaville
or something like that. In the game world, Knoxville is a terrible toxic wasteland, but not in real life.
This is After the End LARP.
Yeah.
It's post-apocalyptic. This is like game date is like 2321 or something. So, yeah. But they wrote it down. I just didn't remember it. I don't want to mess up Discord by going to other channels to check it right now. that happened. And then, of course, Lucy retired off camera, but did like this really awesome video. But unfortunately, cost saving measures, nobody had Wi-Fi because they had cut Wi-Fi service to save money during the pandemic. So we weren't able to see any of the cool stuff unless you left late on Friday, or you know when you got back on Sunday, Monday. Yes. But that was really cool.
I got a character thing from Mary, and I got it on Sunday night, and I was like, I can't do nothing, I'm not there.
I asked to see it, because I had walked in while she was recording it on Sunday, by accident. Like, she was about to do take one, and I needed to come in to get my medicine. And then the really big retirement was Virginia retired, which, you know, that was your little farewell video from Dinah.
Yep.
it was super awesome. Basically, we got to fight we had to get 7 keys, so we had to reenact 7 of our best hit fights, and do them over. And kick their butts, and the 7 keys would allow Ginny to get power or something. I think so we could do the Crystal Saga and then fight Gorcia. And then I didn't see that, unfortunately. I'm really sad. I was absolutely wiped out because I was running Tavern. Yep. So I've never run Tavern before. This was an experience. And I got to site very early, so I was able to start soup and do all that by myself, which was fantastic on Friday. And I just supplemented that for the weekend because my biggest fear was somebody was going to go hungry. Nobody went hungry.
Good.
Even though we ran out of certain items that I did not buy enough of, and we had a plethora of items I bought way too much of. I should have bought more than one loaf of bread.
Yeah, yeah.
Should have bought more fruit, which, again, I wasn't sure. Because I thought maybe the soup and stuff would with the noodles and the potatoes. I should have bought significantly less milk and eggs.
Too many eggs.
So if you go to our local farmer's market, you can buy 60 eggs for $6.
That was too many, wasn't it?
I bought 120 eggs.
That was too many.
I had like 20 eggs left over. So it was it wasn't too many, but you know.
That's a lot of eggs.
Would throw 100 eggs.
You're going to have to learn how to make custard. Egg-based desserts.
No. I'm good. Uh-huh. Mary,
They were claimed. Gotcha.
Yes, they were claimed for a household that apparently goes through eggs very quickly.
Pause for a second. I need to make sure my husband's door is closed. It sounds very loud. Give me a moment.
No problem. That was your cue, cats. I'm very disappointed. I thought you guys knew how to go meow, meow, meow.
That's better.
Okay.
Now my mic isn't picking him up. Because as you're talking, I could just see, I can see where it's lighting up on Discord, and I'm just like...
But yeah, we had a lot of new people come in, which was great. People like the Bubble and Squeak a lot, which I was not expecting.
It's delicious. It's very tasty.
I know, but I'm like, I'm not used to other people liking cabbage. So that kind of surprised me. Yeah, and it was an adventure. We ran out of bowls for before feast. So Andrew was awesome and went off site to get more bowls. And that was its own little mini adventure. I had New Jersey Applegate come in to talk to my character about trying to make peace with Birmingham. I'm like, no, we're not down with Birmingham Steel. They're bad. Again, fictional in our game, Birmingham.
Yeah.
No, we're not down with them. And so now I was supposed to work with Barkley to set up a meeting. But I was reminded that Lizzie does union stuff, Birmingham Steel Union. So I'm like, Lizzie can do that.
other characters. Don't
little
put this
protege
on me.
do the thing. So I could do apparently tavern things. No, and then we got the bowls, we were able to make chili. I forgot to bring my own stew pot, so I only had the stew pot there. They're not big on measuring cups or measuring spoons in that kitchen either. So, it's a lot of...
It's southern cooking, you know? You just...
Feeling with my heart and hoping the spirit of my grandmother, comes through me. So that was also fun. But literally, the chili pot broke the... I wasn't sure it was thick enough because it was just bending the spoon when I stirred it. So I added the cornstarch to thicken it up, and it broke the spoon. So that let me know that was enough, and that was thick enough.
All right, then.
And I was convinced because I filled that pot. That pot was at the very tier, and I had even dumped out, half the water before putting in all the beans because I was I need to make sure this all fits. Nobody is going to eat all of this chili. the soups that I made filled up that same pot, like, halfway, and it took forever to go through them. No, all that chili was gone. People wanted seconds, and I'm like...
As somebody who made the venison chili, like, it was a good thing someone left a bowl for me, because it was completely gone by the time, like, I got back from whatever. I think I was either Monster Shift or something. But those folks will murder a bowl of chili.
And then, like, there were three boxes of Jiffy. And I'm like, that'll be fine. That's, like, three separate, I'm, like, thinking three separate, like, loaves in my head. No. Those are the smallest pieces, because I tried to cut 50 pieces. I felt really bad about that.
It's okay. But, like,
learning process. Mm-hmm. It's fine. We got bowls. I've made notes about what to fix, what not to bring, and bring more protein as well. And then the biggest event that happened was the propane went out on Sunday morning.
Yikes.
The propane heats the site and the stove.
Uh-huh.
So breakfast, and I'm trying to figure out why the eggs haven't set. Like, the eggs have been cooking for 10 minutes. Why have I not had to flip the eggs? What's going on? And I like, turn it all, like, it's at, like, 8. I turn it to 10, and I look underneath, and it's the baby flame. And I'm like, oh, shit. So we were warned ahead of time that the propane might go out, and to immediately let staff know so they could contact the site owner to get the other tank hooked up, because they weren't sure if there was enough to get through the weekend or if they would need to refill it. So, like, I didn't panic. I knew exactly what to do. Got staff who was waiting on breakfast, explained the situation, and then immediately went into MacGyver, let's fucking fix this mode. Because so, I'm like, I could do this. This is nothing like the power outage at the mall after Black Friday, like during that Christmas block of retail. Like, I can do this. If I could do that with three staff members, I can do this.
Yeah. So,
retail has nothing on me right now. So, immediately dug through all of the miscellaneous appliances that were there to try and, because it's like, there are crock pots, but none of the inserts fit into the crock pot things that are there, which is why they're just down at the bottom. I'm like, okay. Well, look, there's a spare griddle top. Let me get that. No cord. Okay. What about this? What about this thing at the back? No cord. I'm like, oh, I want to get, just move it out of here. Y'all.
So I ended up doing. I know that this is like, you know, this is Ray doing it, but I also kind of imagine this is also Molly, like, figuring out how to fill Dinah's shoes. Where you're just Pretty like, tough. How is I this working? Why isn't this working?
So, y'all, I had one crock pot spared, because the one was filled with soup, and the other was filled with hot cider. So I had my one crock pot, and I made crock pot eggs. And the recipe said 1 hour. 1 hour for eggs. And it's 8 o'clock. Okay. We could do this. Start crock pot eggs. Can't do anything with pancake batter yet. Can't do anything with the sausage. We'll just put them in the fridge. And I will do microwave eggs in the meantime. Just a la carte. It's the first thing I ever learned how to make in the goddamn microwave. I got a microwave cookbook when I was a young girl.
Yeah.
I lived off microwave eggs for breakfast for many years.
As long as you scramble them. Don't put whole eggs in the microwave. They are tiny bombs.
No.
I just want to tell everyone that. It's like, microwave eggs work. You have to scramble them first. Because if you put them in either, like you would do a fried egg, or you put them in whole, they will explode.
Right. So if you're ever curious, you have your microwave whatever. It's a pat of butter, like a however much butter you want, crack your egg or eggs, The bowl, the one bowl that I found that was microwave safe, because I have a plethora of plastic bowls, mm-hmm. but not much for... There was one ceramic bowl. It was not very big. It could hold two eggs at most. You crack them in, you scramble it up with the fork, you put it in with a paper towel on top. Do not forget that paper towel. It is very important, because if the egg cooks too long, it'll still explode. It'll have a minor explosion. It's fine. You can watch it. And it'll get all big and puffy. And you're supposed to do it for, like, depending on your microwave, 30 seconds to a minute per egg.
Yeah.
Again, depending on the microwave. So this one, it started off fine. Not too bad. But I wasn't getting enough of a break between the orders and having to make the next bound of eggs. So my bowl wasn't cooling off. So that was fucking with my time. So at, like, 45 seconds, there's an egg explosion. And I'm like, wait, no! You're not supposed to explode yet! And then, like, I pull it out, and it's like, there's still little runny bits. And I'm like, okay, we're going to put a pause on the eggs. Let's check the crockpot eggs. It's been almost an hour. Why is it still runny? I know I put milk in there. I understand that there is milk in those eggs, but they should not be this runny. What the hell? It's on high. I can't do anything more. Okay. Back to the microwave.
Yep. Literally, it's both Ray and Molly dealing with this. That's what I see in my head.
And I'm in the meantime, I'm like, we have pie, because everybody brought pie. There was so much pie. Yeah. There was, like, about all the pie you can imagine, because I said there was a pie contest, and I lied. I got to clarify today, because people were like, who won the pie contest? I'm like, y'all won the pie contest! All of you are winners! You want to know what your reward was? You already ate it! So, let's see if we can do the same thing with mac and cheese. Because... Well, my taste in mac and cheese is different from everybody else's, and if it's not Blue Box, I don't like it, really. It has to be Blue Box, maybe Velveeta, and that's about it. Well, because I don't like baked mac and cheese.
I think maybe next time you could do one of the, like, an all-call for crock pots. That may help.
And I didn't think about it, because I thought three crock pots would be more than enough. But, you know... I wasn't planning on propane going out and the Wi-Fi not working and having to, like, go walk over to where we parked the car to download the recipes onto my phone, because usually there was Wi-Fi, and I just had a document with the link to the recipes on the websites. No, it's fine. Then the propane came back, thank goodness. And we're able to do pancakes and eggs. I made sure people ate those goddamn crockpot eggs. I was so mad. It took 2 hours. Don't tell me your recipe only takes an hour when it takes 2 hours. You... Bless you.
Bless their hearts.
Bless their hearts. Tiny, satanic, time-lying hearts. But anyway, it was fine. Not many, unless people were in there from 8 a.m. to 9:30, or I told them. Most people had no idea that I was having that trouble. They're just like, microwave eggs, okay, whatever, weirdo. Like,
there's a song that's
I can laugh about it now. It's fine.
There's a song that's from Honk the Musical. Another one-word musical that's hilarious. It's basically, it's based off of the Ugly Duckling. Keep paddling with your flappers.
Oh, yeah. No,
while seeming to be dreaming and calm.
I got so many compliments from people one of plays Garrus was like, you, like, I have done, like, backstage tech work for plays, and you are remarkably calm. I'm like, I have also done that. So I am also familiar with the MacGyvering of things, because stuff isn't working and the lights aren't reacting, and did we blow a fuse? Why is the soundboard not working now? What's going on? So it all prepared me for that moment. And then, like, at about 11, I was kind of like, can I take a break? It also helped that one of the new character, not new player, it was mm-hmm. John's new character. We were talking the night before about, like, getting my character out from behind the kitchen, because I didn't do much. I was exhausted. My shoes weren't the best, which is why I missed Jenny's retirement. I felt really crappy about that. Mm-hmm. But he, like, snagged me, and we went on, like, a quick little module, so I still got to do one little module over the weekend, which was nice.
Yeah.
And that was good to, like, shoot things and realize that I don't remember how to fight. Oh, we did the... I'm trying to think of the... I can't remember the name of the fight, because it was part of this the seven greatest hits.
Uh-huh.
One of them was the X gonna give it to you fight. From...
Oh,
year
yeah.
zero or year one?
Year one, I think it was.
Okay, I cannot quite remember. And I had to... I felt so bad, because again, I'm brain dead, because I was doing tavern stuff. They gave... Cyrus gave me Virtuoso, so I could do this Virtuoso song at him to break him free and help him stop killing people. And I forgot. I just did diplomacy the whole time, and it did nothing.
Oh, it's okay.
I felt so bad. Like, I come back, and so I was just like, did you do the thing? I'm like, what thing? And, like, the whole time I'm up there, I'm also trying to, like, there's something else I'm supposed to do. What am I supposed to be doing? There's something I'm supposed to call. And I'm like, I swear at one point I must have been, like, to the staff member who's playing the monster. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I think I'm supposed to call something. Or, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Play your damn character. Stop asking stuff like that. Like, I don't know.
It's okay. Oh, running tavern is hard.
Running tavern is very hard. Hug your tavern person, because Jeebus. Yeah. I was such a mess. Like, I held it together. Most people didn't know I was a mess. I was a mess.
Well, when I come back to game, I'll be there to help, because I usually help run... I do a tavern shift. You know me. That's what I do.
It was just weird, because most of it was fine, and even the Sunday stuff, it didn't bother me until after I got to, like, just sit down. And it just hit me, like, how much stuff I had missed, because I was just tired. Friday night, I kicked everybody out at 2 a.m., because mm-hmm. it was 2 a.m., and I knew I had to get up at 7 a.m., to get started on breakfast, which is at 9 a.m. or starts at 9 a.m. So I felt bad, because I knew some people had went off on a module, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to leave the crock pots on. I'm going to turn off the lights, because I don't want people thinking they could just hang out inside. I want them to get food and go the fuck away, because every time you open the door, it slams and it makes a loud noise. That sound carries all throughout that tavern to the people upstairs, who can also hear every conversation. You think you're being quiet. You're not being quiet.
You overhear so many conversations if you just hang out on the balcony upstairs.
Yep, we're just in your room. Then I'm like, I just need sleep, guys. I'm going to... I knew Mary was going to get in really late, and I also knew that was probably going to wake me up a little bit, unless I was, like, already in that deep sleep. I wasn't.
It was the epitome of, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
And then I found out later that people, like, thought that there was absolutely no food, and I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have to, like, make a sign or something, like, mm-hmm. you come in, get your food, get out quietly.
Yeah.
But just don't, go take it back to your tavern, eat it on the porch,
You have the after-hours rules.
Yeah.
After X a.m., get your food and leave.
Or maybe I need to have, like, somebody else in charge of that, because, like, Mary's character had gone off, mm-hmm. and I told her about this, who used to be the tavern mistress, that I would usually pull out of the kitchen and make her do stuff. So now that it was flipped, but I was like, do you mind, like, me passing out at, like, 1... and you could just, like, let people know there's still food, so I can get a head start on sleep, since I have to get up early again. She's like, I gotcha. I'm like, oh, thank God. But tavern's an adventure. And yep. I killed 30 minutes with it. And to segue, because we did not have Wi-Fi, my YouTube Music couldn't pull up my song list. So I'm like, okay, just play whatever you've downloaded, YouTube Music. What is it that you have downloaded that you think is my stuff? So I had recently, like literally days before, found a new band called a Nazi Skunk, which is fantastic. It came out in the 90s, and I'm so upset that I never knew about this band when I was a teenager, because it just resonates very well. So it was a whole bunch of their stuff, including a 3-hour concert in Poland, which is fantastic. And I'm like, okay, but this is totally the wrong character. This is Celeste. This is not Molly. What else do we have? Six the Musical.
I'm like, sure. Okay,
you just downloaded a bunch of stuff I've already listened to. But not the stuff that I literally just listened to Molly's playlist the day before. But you don't have that. You have the Skunk and Ozzy from like 3 days ago. And then the Six Musical from... when did you tell us about this? Like three weeks ago?
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
My hair is getting more frazzled. That's great. So, okay. Let's segue into Six the Musical.
Well, we can segue after I tell you what I've been doing.
Oh, that's right. Damn it! I messed it up still.
It's okay. Mine's pretty quick. I've been crocheting cats and Christmas stuff. So, I have the two little kitties that are going to be going to the little boys.
Oh, gosh, they're so cute.
Yeah, the little... I don't know if they're both boys, actually. One may be a girl, but... the two kids that their kitty passed away, and so their uncle, who's a friend of mine, was like, can you make them that? Because the cat would sleep with them. So I made them two little things so they can have their kitty to snuggle with. I've been working on Christmas stuff for the winter market coming up. This will eventually be a stocking. I have the top made, and
there is a stocking to be seen there.
There is a half a stocking. I also did a huge closet purge, because literally my clothes were... I did not have enough room in my closet and drawers for all of my clothing, so I ended up taking about 6 bags to Goodwill. So now my clothing fits into my drawers, and I actually know what I have, so that's always good.
Yay!
Because there are a couple things I was like, oh, I forgot about this shirt. Oh, I forgot about this shirt. So, I'm happy about that, because it was piling up, especially because I had not had a weekend, which is part of the reason why we didn't come to ATE, is because we just... my husband and I both just needed a weekend to just stop and, like, take care of the house. And I had still not unpacked from gardens. My craft room was a wreck. And there was just clothing piling up in the, like, side of my bedroom. So we cleaned the house, got all of that, you know, the big closet purge. And I cleaned my craft room. So now I can work down there again, which is great.
Yay!
Hooray! All right, so now we can segue into Six the Musical.
Excellent.
So Six the Musical, I'll have links in the notes and such. Six the Musical is a British musical written by Toby Marlowe and Lucy Moss. It's a modern retelling of the lives of the 6 wives of Henry VIII. So, each of the wives is fashioned as a singing pop sensation, and then all 6 of them have come together to compete for the audience to decide who is the favorite queen, who is the favorite wife of Henry VIII, and they compete in musical form, of course, by singing about who had the worst time as his wife. And
it is delightful.
It's delightful. It's poppy. They basically, each of them has their own song, and then they have like beginning and ending songs, and there's a song in the middle. So it's not very long. It's about an hour and a half, I think. So it's not like a super long 2.5 hour thing. And so, let's see, it was first presented by Cambridge University students at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe in 2017, so it's been out for a while, but then it went to professional productions on the West End first, and then it came to Broadway. So, let me see. What I find fascinating is that each of the wives is a mixture of like pop star. So in case you don't know, I'm going to start going into history now. So here we go. So Catherine Bergen, the first wife, is supposed to be a Lemonade era Beyonce, Jennifer Lopez, and Jennifer Houston, all mixed together. Anne Boleyn features elements of Avril Lavigne, Kate Nash, Miley Cyrus, and Lily Allen. Jane Seymour emulates Adele, Sia, Rihanna, and Celine Dion in, like, pop ballad. Anna of Cleves, she's Anne of Cleves in you know, real life, but Anna of Cleves, which is my favorite character, is hilarious. Is a combination of Nicki Minaj, Beyonce's Feeling Myself, Lords Royals, and Iggy Azalea and Charlie XCX's Fancy. So, she's...
Which one was the German one?
That was Anna of Cleves.
Yes, that is my favorite.
Yes, okay. She is great. We'll go into the songs in a minute. Catherine Howard is... depicted as young sexualized pop stars like Britney Spears and Ariana Grande, her song is actually really upsetting to listen to if you listen to it a few too many times, because you're like, oh, that's awful. Ugh. But we'll get to that. And then Catherine Parr's characterization is Alicia Keys and Emily Sandé. I think I'm saying that correctly. Emile and Emily Sandé. So, what I find fascinating about this is that the writers of the musical literally wanted a cast that was predominantly female or non-binary, because they didn't like that there wasn't a lot of diversity. So they wrote this musical with that in mind, of, you know, mostly female, but also non-binary presenting as well, which I think is really neat. And I know I found it on YouTube, ye old YouTubes. It's not called Six the Musical on YouTube. It's under a different name, something about Six Slimes. They were being clever, but I saw the entire musical on YouTube.
Yeah, I did find the official with the mm-hmm. the like six songs.
Yeah, so I watched the whole thing all the way through. It's delightful. They are just as catty and like diva as you think they should be, and I am just enchanted by this, because they actually did do some research. It's not just, you know, them being kind of silly about it. They did research about the different things that the queens have done, and you know, the parts of history that they've influenced. The only thing I kind of didn't like is they made Anne Boleyn into like a ditz, and if you look at the historical record, she was anything but.
Yeah.
She knew exactly what she was doing. That's the only kind of gripe I have, is that they made her into kind of a ditz. And I'm like, nah, I'm pretty sure she had full confidence in what she was doing and how she was being manipulative.
Less Lily Allen, more early baby Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, yeah.
Avril Lavigne. Like when they were young and...
Ember's on the chat with us, and she said she didn't care much for the choreography, which it is kind of like, well, depending on what show you see, the East End show, they have a very small stage. It's like itty bitty. I guess we can kind of go into spoilers, kind of, is Ember's also saying how one of them takes a left turn and decides that she doesn't want to tell her story about just being his wife, and that's the final queen, Catherine Parr. She basically is like, I don't want to be in this competition anymore. And so she kind of flips the script and is like, I want to tell you the things that I have done that is not being his wife. Because it feels like, you know, if all we are his wives, then if he's not there, we disappear. And I thought that was very, very telling.
Yeah. I will say the music kind of reminded me of, like, Chicago meets Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, especially like, the first song, Ex-Wives. So Ex-Wives is the first song where everyone's introducing themselves. And it definitely starts with a... Is this Cell Block Tango? Like,
yeah, yeah, that was immediately because it's divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, survived kind of thing. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we all love Chicago, so.
Yeah. And then it goes into No Way, which is Catherine of Aragon's song. And it's basically her, like, saying, you think you're going to replace me, but there's no way. And it's very upbeat and like, no, no. No, no, no. Also, I didn't know I thought they had a not as long a marriage as they did. They actually were married for 24 years, which makes what Henry did even more of a slap in the face.
The whole changing the church of
Well, and then they do Don't Lose Your Head, which is Anne Boleyn's song. And it's very, like, I don't want to say, I keep saying pop star, but, like, Anne Boleyn's song in particular is very, like, that kind of preppy kind of pop to it. But again, during the song, she comes off as kind of an airhead. And I'm like, Ember was writing that they rectify it later because there's a point where she's like, oh, I was just playing dumb. But it, you know, I feel like they could have gone more into detail or made her less of an airhead for most of the time, but I know that they're trying to, like, play her off of Catherine of Aragon because they were actual contemporaries and they, you know, were kind of enemies. Kind of enemies in real life. And then there's Heart of Stone, which is Jane Seymour's song, and it's very lyrical, it's a very ballad, and it's very sad because she's talking basically about, like, I never got a chance to be a mother because I had the son you wanted, but then I died, basically. And it's very sad. And then there's, like, the midway point, you know, the segue between the first three set of wives and the second three set of wives, which is the House of Holbein, which is hilarious. Because they're talking all about Holbein, the portrait painter, painting Anne of Cleves. And it's
the accent just gets me.
The accents, yeah, they all have, like, German-esque accents that they're going through. And it's just very silly.
It is.
Welcome to the House of Holbein, yeah. And you're just like, I see what kind of a song we're in for. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then there's Get Down, which is Anne of Cleves' song. And Anna of Cleves, as she's known in the musical, because, my lord, two of them are named Anne. Three of them are named Catherine.
Yeah.
It's basically, what I find hilarious about Anna of Cleves is that she takes herself out of the running because she's like, oh, wait, my life is awesome. Because she basically, you know, the whole song is about her being like, hey, you know, I'm not the Queen of England, but I own my own castle, and I have my own money, and you can't do anything to me anymore. So you didn't like my picture way more than you liked me, but whatever. Now I get to do whatever I want. And then is All You Want to Do, which is Catherine Howard. She's called Kay Howard in the musical. And it can be hard to listen to if you have gone through kind of emotional manipulation or abuse, because it sounds like a really cute poppy song, but it's about the men that took advantage of her, and that's a little rough. So they frame it in a kind of, you know, funny ha laugh kind of way, but it's about her getting taken advantage of, so that's a little difficult. It's a good song, though. It's still a good song. Then is I Don't Need Your Love, which is Catherine Parr's song, where she starts off being like, you know, this is what happened to me being his wife, and then she stops and flips it and is like, you know, I don't have to tell my story that way. Mm-hmm. And then they do Six, which is the ending song of we're gonna remix our stories and tell them the way we want to tell them, how we could have had a happy ending, basically, which I thought was very, very sweet. So, so sorry, I just told you the whole
thing.
Go listen to the songs; they're great. you should still go listen to them, even though I've told you the entire musical. I was very excited.
It
looks
like they were geared up to do a U.S. tour.
Yeah. And then the Panini happened.
Yep. Let's see.
I think they may be doing... Hold on, I got... Let me look up.
2022
see.
Chicago. It looks like they're going to be doing one up there from March 29th to July 3rd of 2022. Mm-hmm. And that will be the start of new U.S. tour. Future cities and dates have yet to be announced. So, if you are interested, maybe.
Yeah, would she know? That may be something that I want to do. Just be like, hey, I want to go see this live, because this seems like it'd be really, really fun.
It definitely seems like a girls' night out thing.
Mm-hmm.
Which I am down for.
Hold on. I see one for November, but that's probably not anywhere near... This is actually Broadway. Yeah, I can't travel to New York.
Nope.
Actually Broadway, but also if you find pictures of them, the way they have their costuming is very iconic. You'd be able to recognize them, like, if they were in, you know, like a silhouette, and they do a very good job of making each one different, and they each have different colors that are associated with them. It's just
The only one I could recognize, like, immediately was Anne Boleyn.
Yeah, she has space buns.
Because she has the buns and the green, because mm-hmm. of green sleeves, which is not actually that's a myth, I believe.
So Catherine of Aragon is gold or yellow. Anne Boleyn is green. Jane Seymour is gray white. Like she has a white filter. Or no filter, I guess. Anne of Cleves is red. Catherine Howard is pink. And Catherine Parr is blue. So I've watched a couple of things, obviously. So they each have a very specific like color and like style of song. I really like it. I was listening to it on repeat for a few days. Just saying.
Might have been part of the soundtrack going to North Carolina.
Yeah. Oh, September says, the only animated version, she was asking if there's an animated version, the only animated version I've seen has been fan animated. I haven't seen, like, an official animated version.
Oh, kind of like the
animatics.
Animatics.
Yes.
That they, like, when Hamilton was at its peak, and everybody was doing ones for Hamilton. Okay.
Yeah, there's a bunch. If you just look up on YouTube, six animantics. Animantics. I'm Southern, I can't say that word. You'll find them all over the place. Some are better than others, but they're really, really good, the ones that I've seen. So, I definitely want to go see this live. It's hilarious. So, I wanted to share it with everybody, because you should go listen to the music. It is pop songs, so just be prepared for that. I think the combination of Chicago and Hamilton is a good way to describe this. So, yeah. If y'all have any thoughts on Six the Musical, if you heard it, seen it, if you want to go see it, you can always chime in by emailing us at geekgirls@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at geekgirls. So, Ray, what are you most anticipating?
I'm looking forward to going up and seeing my folks. We're going to do Thanksgiving with them and my godmother, and that'll be nice. And we've got the Atomic Youth recording for our Aberrant game on the 30th, which I'm super psyched about. And then after that, which is just kind of our characters, our nice teen tomorrow characters from Utopia, are going to meet Divis Maul and have a chat.
Just a little tea party, huh?
It'll be fine. Uh-huh. It's like, it's just two separate factions, and we're on one end, and we're going to meet with opposite factions' party leader. So, that's a thing. And then the next game, we did a poll, and the all boys and all girls game won, because we're switching, like, which groups are getting together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited to have gay panic with my character. Because the last one we recorded, she met Narcosis, which is like this big social diva character. And she appears whatever you find most enticing and most attractive. She appears like that to you. So my character has questions specifically to her online, maybe not nemesis.
Antagonist?
Hate buddy? Yeah, antagonist. about why, is that her sister? Because they look a lot alike.
Oh, no.
It'll be fine. That's the thing you should say to your crush. You have just acknowledged might be a crush. That'll be great.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm looking forward to. What about you?
Thanksgiving with family. It's just going to be probably like us and my dad's brother's family and my granddad, because unfortunately my husband's dad is still in the hospital, so yeah, he and my husband's mom are probably not going to be up for doing Thanksgiving things, but we'll probably go and see her either later on Thursday or on Friday and just make sure she's okay, because only one person is allowed to go into the hospital to visit at a time, so it's not like we can all go and see his dad, so we're playing it by ear. And then the winter market actually is coming up next week, and it sounds like something like the winter market sounds like some kind of fantasy thing, like like I'm gonna go to a market full of elves, which I guess is kind of correct, because I'm just sort making all of this Christmassy stuff for the market, so we'll see how that goes. I don't know if I have enough stock. It's fine. No. It's all fine. I have to make a wreath. I have the wreath form. I have to make a wreath.
Have to make the wreath.
Somebody help me. And remember, folks, you can always come and watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on most Monday evenings. The next one will be on November 29th, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, and we'll be talking about Dune. Past and present. What we liked, what we didn't like, and all that good stuff.
I'll have to catch up on it again. And don't forget, in addition to the subs and bits that we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons. You're the greatest girlfriends on the internet. And you can become a patron at www.patreon.com/grills. And if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch.
And another way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. You can check out what topics we're going to do in the next month on our schedule below on our Twitch page. If you're a patron, you can always suggest a topic for us. We'd love to hear your ideas. Where can we find you on the interwebs?
You can find me on Instagram under DappleDame and on Twitch as Ray Ino.
You can find Ember at 9of12 on Twitter and Twitch and on the Heresy and Hearsay podcast. I will get it right one of these days. And you can find me on Twitch under one more time. You can find me on Twitch and Instagram under the name madcap_misc, and you can check out my website at madcapm.com. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
GG.
Ta-da.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.